Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We are continuing with our literature unit for the month of February, and the title of the book we're talking about is Number of the Stars. I think this is a young reader's kind of novel, so if you're kind of questioning your own reading ability, don't worry, this book is probably easy enough for you to handle.
Oh, it's not too bad. I think it would be a great book to get your hands on. It's won some awards. I know that they got the Newbery Medal, which is really great. We're going to talk about the author today, Lois Lowry. She was born the same year as my dad, in Hawaii. And we're going to talk about her background, where she went to school, what her upbringing was like, things like that, when she published her first book. We're going to get started, though, as we always do, by reading through today's lesson.
Lois Lowry was born in 1937 in Hawaii, U.S. Her father, an army dentist, was called overseas for military service in World War II, and her family moved to her grandparents' home in Pennsylvania. Lowry was a timid child who loved reading and sought companionship from books. She dreamed of becoming an author. After the war ended, her family lived in Tokyo for 2 years. In 1950, they moved to New York, where Lowry graduated from high school. Lowry attended Pembroke College, the women's college at Brown University. At 19, she quit school to marry Donald Lowry, a naval officer. The couple moved around the U.S. and had 4 children before finally settling in Maine. Lowry resumed university to earn her bachelor's degree at University of Southern Maine in 1972 and went on to pursue a master's degree. In 1977, she published her first novel, A Summer to Die. The narrative was inspired by Lowry's sister's early death from cancer. The same year, Lowry and her husband divorced. Lowry continued to compose books for young adults that demonstrate the importance of human connections. These included the humorous Anastasia Krupnik book series about a teenage girl's life and more serious novels like Find a Stranger, Say Goodbye, which discusses adoption. In addition to countless other awards, Lowry has won the prestigious Newbery Medal twice. The first was in 1990 for Number the Stars, about the rescue of Danish Jews during the Holocaust. The second was in 1993 for The Giver, about a future dystopian society. Lowry was granted an honorary Doctorate of Letters degree by Brown University in 2014. She has published over 30 books and remains an active writer.
Okay, guys, this is always my favorite part of the literature unit, when we talk about the author himself or herself. Today, of course, is Lois Lowry's turn. Lois Lowry. She was born in 1937 in the state of Hawaii, and her father was an army dentist. And so she was what we call an army brat. An army brat is a kid who grows up with parents, either the dad or mom, who are in the army, and they move a lot to different countries sometimes, different bases. They're always moving, so they get used to moving around. Her dad was called overseas for military service in World War II, and her family moved to her grandparents' home in Pennsylvania. So that happens sometimes. So the dad had to go serve, and while he was gone, the mom decided, oh, I'm going to go and move back in with my parents. You know, they can help me raise my daughter. So that was in Pennsylvania on the East Coast.
Yeah, Pennsylvania's a cool state. It kind of depends on where you are there, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Harrisburg, or somewhere in the countryside. But that's where they spent their time there. And Lowry, as a child, was timid. So Lowry was a timid child who loved reading and sought companionship from books. So here we've got the word timid. Timid is kind of just another word for shy, but it also kind of stresses the fact that you're kind of not very brave. You don't have a lot of courage or confidence to talk to other people. You may not necessarily be shy, but you are afraid of other people. But for all intents and purposes, timid and shy mean the same thing.
We'll often say, oh, he's as timid as a mouse, or she's as timid as a mouse. But a mouse? Yes, I'm actually saying mouse. But we won't say she's as shy as a mouse, or he's as shy as a mouse. So timid, yeah, timid as a mouse. So she was timid. She was shy. She loved to read. A lot of shy kids. I was shy when I was very young, and I spent a lot of time in my room reading. I loved it. And she sought companionship from books. We're not told if she had or has any siblings growing up. I had lots of brothers and sisters who wanted to play, but if you're an only child and you're shy, you're probably going to spend a lot of time alone, reading perhaps. So companionship is when you are with somebody who's keeping you company. Usually it's with a friend. Dogs can provide companionships. Companionship, don't put an S on it, companionship. Or, you know, of course, if you're lucky, you have lots of friends and family. Or if you don't have any of those things, a book can provide companionship.
It's kind of your friend there. Mm-hmm. You alone with your book there, because you don't have a lot of other people to talk to, but the books seem to talk to you. They provide that companionship. And she dreamed of becoming an author. So this is a natural reaction to reading a lot of books. Hey, mm-hmm. if these people can write these books, I can too. That is my dream. I want to become a writer. I want to become an author. And after the war ended, her family lived in Tokyo for 2 years. So World War II ended, of course, in 1945, and the U.S. military occupied Japan for a number of years. Now they still have military bases there, so I suppose that's why the family lived in Tokyo, which is cool. Tokyo is a cool city. Lots of people like it, although at the time it was probably in shambles because it was really bombed terribly during the war. And in 1950, they moved to New York, where Lowry graduated from high school. So she's been around. She's lived in a lot of different places.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun background. Lowry attended Pembroke College. It's the women's college at Brown University. Tom and I have a colleague who also graduated from Brown University. A lot of universities, the old ones at least, have different colleges. And sometimes the women will attend a different portion of that university. So that's the name of the women's college there. It's a really good school. It's an Ivy League school. In 19, she quit school to marry a guy, Donald Lowry. He was a naval officer. I'm sure she felt comfortable with him because her dad had been in the Army for so long. She was used to military lifestyles. And back then, a lot of times, you know, if a woman would meet some eligible, you know, good-looking guy, she would quit school to get married and just raise her family. Nowadays, the women tend to stay in school even if they get married to get their degree.
Right, so she married a naval officer. Of course, in the Navy, the officers are called like admiral and commander and captain and stuff like that. So he was a ranking officer in the Navy there. And the couple moved around the U.S. and had 4 children before finally settling in Maine, which is, of course, the state in the U.S. that's the farthest east. And there aren't a lot of people living there, so maybe they wanted the quiet life living in Camden, Maine, or Bangor, Maine, or what's the capital there, Portland, or whatever. So mm-hmm. maybe they just wanted a quiet life in the state of Maine. And Lowry resumed university to earn her bachelor's degree at University of Southern Maine in 1972 and went on to pursue a master's degree. So if you resume something, that means you continue doing something that you started to do before and then you stopped for some reason and then you continued. So I guess she was in university at some point, but she quit maybe to get married or something. And then she decided, hey, I'm going to continue my education. I'm going to resume university.
Yeah, so she had credits that she earned at Brown University transferred over to her new school, which is the University of Southern Maine. It's not an Ivy League school, But sometimes we make choices based on the circumstances of our lives. So she was living in Maine with her husband. She had kids. It's not like she could just go back to Brown University and finish up. She had her credits, the classes that she'd taken already. She had those credits transferred, and then she was able to earn her bachelor's degree at that university in 1972. A bachelor's degree is the degree that you're awarded after 4 years of college, of completing all the courses required. If you want to move on, then you will start to attend graduate school. You can get a master's degree in 1 or 2 years, depending on program. And if you want to keep going to school after that, you can earn a PhD or a DM, which is a doctorate of music, if you go music-wise. But you could get a PhD degree and become a doctor of education of some sort of interest you have, whatever you're pursuing. She decided after she finished her bachelor's degree to then go on and to pursue a master's degree.
And in just a couple of seconds, we're going to talk about her writing career. But right now, we'll take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的第十单元，我们要继续来谈这本书 Number the Stars。我们知道这本书的故事当然是一个十岁的小女孩 Emery, 她怎么样、为了救她的好朋友，然后用最大的勇气，然后不怕艰难的让她的朋友能够安全抵达瑞典。好，那我们这本书的作者呢，我们今天的内容就要谈谈作者她的一些有趣的背景。首先作者是 Lois LowryLois Lowry, 他其实有另外一本书大家可能更熟悉的，就是 The Giver。 如果你有看过这本书的话，那应该对这个作者就有概念了。首先要提到这位作者呢，他的出生背景，他其实当然他是美国人，可是他出生的地方是在夏威夷。那他的父亲呢，其实在第二次世界大战的时候呢，就被征召去服兵役，而他也是跟着因为父亲的工作，所以他搬了好几个地方。他曾经有一度是跟他的祖父母住在 Pennsylvania 的。那从小他就爱看书，个性是很内向。那这边说到了他看书成为一种陪伴他的一个美好的时光。再来，说到他后来他其实还曾经到日本去住了2年，而最后呢再跟着家人搬回到纽约。好，我们看到这边提到了 New York, 后面有逗点，逗点接着 Where Lowry graduated from high school, 也就是他后来是在美国纽约这边念高中，而且从这里毕业的。那为什么逗点后面再加 Where, 这当然也是告诉大家这是非限定用法，因为如果你是一个专有名词，像 New York, 当然你后面要继续补充说明，那你就会用逗点隔开，因为我们知道只有一个纽约，所以你不需要用限定用法，你是用补充说明。好，我们继续来看，提到作者 Lowry, 他呢，他在纽约念完高中，他其实是有念大学的，不过这是一个女子学院，布朗大学的女子学院。不过在她年轻的时候，她却谈了恋爱，爱上了一位海军的军官。之后呢，她的大学生涯也就中断了。当年的她才19岁，后来她还生了4个孩子，然后中断大学，生了小孩，再回来念完学位。所以他的大学并不是像我们平常4年念到毕业，其实中间是有波折有中断的。不过他后来在1972年获得了学士学位，而且还继续攻读硕士学位。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
right, we shall now continue with our lesson. We're talking about the life and times of our featured writer, Lois Lowry. She wrote our book, Number the Stars, which is a story about World War II in Denmark, getting the Jews to safety over in Sweden there. That's the main plot of that story. And Lois Lowry has been all over the place. She was born in Hawaii, and later she lived in Pennsylvania. Her family lived in Tokyo for a couple of years. She went to Pembroke College. And then she got married, and they went to live in Maine. And then later she continued university and got her BA, her bachelor's degree, at Southern Maine. And then she went on to pursue a master's degree. So there you have it, where she's lived and what she's studied. But we haven't really talked about her books yet, have we?
We haven't. She waited quite a while before she published her first novel. It says here in 1977, that's when she first published her novel, A Summer to Die. Tom, you were right. We were talking about this during the break. She had something she really wanted to say, and that's when she was able to get her first novel published. The narrative, or the story, was inspired by Lowry's sister's early death from cancer. So she lost a sister kind of young from cancer. I was wondering if she had any siblings. Now we know she had at least a sister growing up. So her sister, unfortunately, had some sort of cancer and didn't make it. So narrative, again, is just the story of a book. It could be the story that the news is trying to portray. We hear this word a lot nowadays on newscasts, at least in America. Oh, this is their narrative. This is the story they want to tell. Well, this was her inspiration, you could say, to get her first novel published. It's understandable because this is kind of would have a big impact on you.
So the story, the plot, the narrative was inspired by her sister's early death from cancer. And the same year, Lowry and her husband divorced. So they were probably having lots of arguments, and they couldn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. So they decided to just, cut their losses and go their separate ways. They got divorced. You can say divorce as a verb here. They divorced last year, but oftentimes we say they got divorced.
Yeah, it's true.
I got married, I got divorced, etc. And Lowry continued to compose books for young adults that demonstrate the importance of human connections. So here we've got the word demonstrate, which means to show somebody something. In this particular case, though, she kind of feels that human connections are important. Your friends, your siblings, etc., those relationships are very important, and she uses her books to show people how important those human connections are. She wants to demonstrate or show that importance.
A lot of times when we go to big shopping centers here in Taiwan, Taipei at least, they have people who are demonstrating new products, especially products that you can eat, right? So they want you to taste this or taste that, or they'll show you how to use a particular good that they're selling. Maybe it's a vacuum cleaner or a microwave, and they're demonstrating how to use it. They're showing you. She really felt that human connections were important, and she wanted to write about that. These young adult books, at least, included the humorous or funny Anastasia Krupnik book series about a teenage girl's life. So we know from the word series that she wrote more than one. And so those are funny books, which is fun because it looks like her earlier books were very serious. But these are fun. And then you've got more serious novels, again, fiction, called, here's one, Find a Stranger, Say Goodbye. It's a great title. It discusses adoption. Sometimes a woman gets pregnant and she can't raise her baby, and so she puts that baby up for adoption. Or sometimes a kid's parents are killed together and they need to be adopted. I think this is more where someone would give up her baby for adoption. So you find a stranger who wants to adopt, and then you say goodbye to your child. That is so sad. Now, in addition to countless, so many we can't count, that's what countless means, countless other awards, Lowry's won the prestigious Newbery Medal twice. This is the award for authors who write material for young adults. If you win this, I would say even older children from like age 9 to preteen. If you win this award, it's a big deal. I would always, like I said, I would always check to see if I could find authors or books that had won this award, and then I'd buy those books.
Exactly. So that's pretty prestigious or prestigious, which means it makes you very famous. If you win this award, lots of people will know about you, and you'll be famous. You'll be on TV and YouTube videos, and people will post about you on Facebook. Oh, you will be the talk of the town. So the first award that she won was in 1990. Gee, that's going way back, 30 years ago, for Number the Stars, about the rescue of Danish Jews during the Holocaust. We did touch on the Holocaust, of course, earlier, last time when we were talking about this subject. Of course, that's when the Nazis rounded up all the Jews, and I think they also brought in the homosexuals and gypsies and people like that, and basically killed them or made them work really hard, like at places like Auschwitz or Treblinka or Dachau. Those are all different concentration camps, and that's kind of what this book is about, the rescue of Danish Jews. That really happened, by the way. Mm-hmm. There were Jews living in Denmark, and people risked death to rescue them and send them over to Sweden, mm-hmm. which was neutral at the time.
Yeah. So that won the Newbery Medal, okay? So the second book that also won the Newbery Medal was a book she published in 1993, and it was called The Giver. I saw this movie. I didn't realize who wrote the book, but it's kind of creepy. It's about how society controls your thoughts and your actions, and people who didn't respond the appropriate way, they were punished. It's about we're calling it a dystopian society. Sort of totalitarian. You have no freedom. You are controlled. All your thoughts and movements are controlled. It's a horrible thing. But it had one of my favorite actors in it. So that's why I saw it. I streamed it. I think I streamed it on Amazon, just this last year. It's kind of interesting. And I'm so glad we don't quite live that way now. Lowry was granted an honorary doctorate of letters degree by Brown University in 2014. Aha. She finally got her diploma from Brown University. A lot of people who have achieved great success in their careers are later rewarded or honored with these, what we call honorary degrees, by different universities. And I can see why Brown wanted to recognize her, because she'd first attended there as a freshman. If you're granted something, it just means someone's officially giving you something. It's a word we use typically when someone has a great power, authority, is giving you something, like the king granted you freedom. She was granted an honorary doctorate of letters degree. Honorary means she didn't have to earn it, at least by taking classes and passing her tests. It means she's given it because she's done something extraordinary with her life, and they want to honor her. Doctorate of Letters is a PhD for writing, or for any sort of literature, you would get it for that. And that happened in 2014. And she's been busy since she started writing. She's published over 30 books, and she's still writing today.
She's still going strong. So, again, she got that honorary doctorate of letters from Brown. Honorary here, of course, is sometimes used in the Oscars. Sometimes they give honorary Oscars for lifetime achievement or something like that, even though they didn't get, you know, best actor or best film for that year. They still give them this Oscar for years of service in the movies and things like that. So, yes, she got this doctorate of letters way back in 2014, which was, what, about 5-6 years ago? Mm-hmm. And hopefully this movie here, Number of the Stars, will be made into a movie. But until that time, of course, you should probably give it a try. Read it yourself. I'm sure you'll like it. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看，接下来提到 Laurie 他的背景哦，从1937年出生到1972年获得学士学位，甚至于继续攻读硕士学位。那到了他写小说，事实上也就是在1977年才真的出版他的第一本小说，这本小说叫做 A Summer to Die。这本小说中文翻成最后的夏天。当然我们知道一个作家写小说，尤其是第一本，通常跟个人的生活经验有关。的确他写的这个故事内容灵感是来自于他得了癌症早逝的姐姐。那他后面还写了不少的其他的书，诶，我们就要来谈谈让他得到 Newbery Medal 这个奖的作品。嗯，他其中一本，也就是我们今天这个文章里面要讨论的 Number the Stars， 可是他还有一本我们更熟悉的，也就是1993年所出版的 The Giver。 The Giver 这本书我们中文是把它翻成记忆传承人。好，那这本书它的内容其实也很有趣，而这本书它是一个反乌托邦社会的这样子的架构之下所写的内容。好，而这本小说之所以重要，也就是它这本得了另外一个 Newbery Medal。 好，我们来看看这边的文法。嗯，这一段里头其实因为有很多的书名，而我们从前面就看到了所谓的非限定用法的关系子句。这边就比如说，好，提到了这本 Find a Stranger, Say Goodbye， 一本书当然也是一个专有名词，所以一样的道理，当你要在补充说明这本书的内容也好，主旨也好，你逗点接 which。记得哦，一定要用逗点隔开非限定用法的关系子句。说这本书 which discusses adoption， 这个书的内容谈什么呢？诶，它就是在谈领养。好，我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，谢谢您的聆听。
That's all for today, everybody, but thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time when we continue to talk about Number the Stars, an incredible story of courage. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.